Well, hello and welcome to another midweek message from Myerstown Church of the Brethren. I am Pastor Dennis. This message is for Wednesday, December 9th, 2020. Last week I shared some thoughts on the gift of joy, and today some thoughts on the gift of peace. First of all, two scriptures. First one, Isaiah 9:6. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And then from John 14, verse 27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. Well, this past Sunday, December 6th, was a second Sunday of Advent. Jay and Brenda Lentz lit the second candle of the Advent wreath, the candle of peace. As I mentioned last week, for my midweek messages in December, I'm going to focus on the four themes represented by the candles in the Advent wreath: hope, peace, joy, and love. This week, we focus on peace. It was Christmas Eve, 1914. World War I was only 5 months old then, but already 800,000 men and women had died or been wounded. But this night, all was quiet on France's Western Front, from the English Channel to the Swiss Alps. Every soldier wondered whether or not Christmas Day would bring a new round of fighting and killing. But something totally unexpected happened. British soldiers raised Merry Christmas signs above their trenches, and it wasn't long before carols began to float across the no man's land of barbed wire and mines. The songs came from German and British trenches alike. Christmas Day dawned to find unarmed soldiers leaving their trenches, though officers on both sides tried to stop it. The men picked their way across the distance that separated them to exchange songs and conversation. Even small gifts were exchanged. Christmas Day passed peacefully along the miles of the front. At one spot, reportedly, the British played soccer with the Germans. In some places, the spontaneous truce continued into the next day, as neither side was willing to fire the first shot. Finally, however, the war resumed as fresh troops arrived and ended what came to be known as the most famous truce in military history. Well, as long as history can remember, humankind has been seeking peace. Yet instead of achieving peace, virtually every generation has lived with chaos, confusion, and conflict. Ours is no exception. The names and the places have changed, but the curse remains. Can you imagine what it would be like to live in a world where there wasn't any war, any fighting, no arguments, no disputes, no divisions over race, creed, or political persuasion? Well, no, we can't imagine it, because we've never experienced it, or anything close to it. Throughout the centuries, people have talked about peace, but no one has been able to come up with a successful plan to bring peace to the world. That is, except God. We've come to understand the word peace to mean one of two things, most often an absence of conflict and of war. If there's no conflict, then there's peace. But also, we think of peace as some sense of inner contentment or satisfaction. If I come to the end of the day and my job went well, my kids are happy and doing well in school, my marriage is going well, I have good health and some money in the bank, if everything in my life is lining up in a positive way, I might have a sense of peace in my being. But the peace of God, nothing comes close to the peace brought by the Prince of Peace. Jesus once said, I'm leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. That's the New Living Translation version of John 14:27. The peace Jesus brought to the world is a gift from God. And since it is a gift, this peace is something humanity will never be able to bring about on our own. It's not something that we can accomplish. With all of humanity's achievements, all our discoveries about how God's creation works, all of our technology, the promise of effective vaccines against the COVID virus, in spite of all of that, humanity will never be able to find, through our own power, a fulfilling inner peace or a lasting peace on earth. Yet we keep trying, which we should. Remember, Jesus once said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God." Humanity's problem is we want peace without the prince. We still think we can do this on our own. We search for peace in human relationships, in marriage, and in family life, only to find that human relationships are difficult and sometimes filled with anything but peace. We think maybe we'll find peace in a career, so we pour ourselves into getting ahead, only to find ourselves stressed and burned out. We look for peace in wealth and possessions, a nice house, a comfortable life, only to find that those cultural values are empty of any kind of lasting peace or satisfaction. We want to believe that life should be easy, but quickly find that life is hard. We spend a whole lot of our lives hoping for a better day and a better world. Isaiah's promise, God's promise, is that the chaos of our lives and of the world will be answered by the birth of a child who will be called the Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. The peace he brings is more than just an absence of conflict, more than just a fuzzy inner peace. The peace he brings is the magnificent vision of a world restored to the way God intended it to be, as it was in the beginning. Peace is not about the absence of trouble from our lives or from the world, but is the reassurance that no matter what we face in life, Jesus, God, is with us, and that nothing can separate us from his love, not today or for all eternity. The coming of the Prince of Peace invites us to experience now and to anticipate with hope and assurance the peace God promises. Every now and then we catch a glimpse of it. When a new mother and father hold their newborn child for the first time. When a broken marriage is restored. When a family of a dying loved one experiences an unexplainable sense of peace. When a follower of the Prince of Peace courageously seeks to be a peacemaker. We're invited at Christmas to receive and to believe in this child, Jesus, and the man he grew up to be, to believe in the power of God to bring light into our darkness, peace to our lives and to this world. The only way you can know true peace is by knowing Jesus, the Prince of Peace. "Peace I leave with you," he said. "My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid." Would you pray with me? Lord Jesus, our Prince of Peace, today we want to know your peace. Our lives have been anything but peaceful this past year. We've experienced disruption, stress, alienation from our families, and loss of loved ones. We need your kind of peace. As we celebrate once more you coming to live among us, help us to realize that you are still living among us. You know our restlessness and our lack of peace. Help us to cease our striving and find the peace we desire in you. Amen. On the print version of this message, I've included a link to a version of the carol, It Came Upon a Midnight Clear, which has a wonderful message of peace. I encourage you to click on that link and take some time to just listen again to that wonderful carol. Have a great day. Hope to see you Sunday. And go now in Christ's peace.